200 years after Su Shi wrote his poems, China's Song Dynasty had fallen to Mongol invaders. The painter Wang Mang refused to serve the Mongol emperors, preferring to retreat to a very particular place, his family's estate in the Jingbian Mountains. Those mountains became the subject of his greatest painting.
Well, when you're in the presence of a bona fide masterpiece, which this is, words somehow struggle to be formed, but I'm going to do my best. Not least because this is an extraordinary painting, because it belies all the pleasing stereotypes we have about Chinese landscapes. You think of Li Jiang, you think of that first generation of Northern Song painters, and it is all about feeling protected by the imperial mountain. None of this is happening with Wang Mang. This is, above all, a painting about turbulence. It's full of a kind of restless, writhing, sensuous, intense energy.
There's a reason for this turbulence. By the time he painted this, Wang Mang's family mountain retreat was right in the middle of a battlefield fought over by armies 200,000 strong. The reality was marauding and massacre. These are not mountains which protect us. Instead, they trap and threaten us.
Here is a man beautifully painted, picked out with a conical cap, which is a cap of this particular region, and is echoed by the shape of the peak. So you think the man belongs to the mountains, but the man has nowhere to go. There are paths which make no sense at all. He moves his way through scrubby pines. Wang Mang has lit this dramatically to make it more difficult, to make it more exciting, to make it more perilous and energized.